down to business on News Talk.
Thanks to Bank of Ireland, helping you get ready for Brexit.
Now, if you ask people to name one thing about Portlaoise, there's a good chance that they'll mention either the hospital or the prison. Two institutions that have played a huge role in the town and indeed the nation's life. I'm delighted to say that I'm joined now with the Governor of Portlaoise Prison, Mr. John Farrell. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bobby.
How are you?
Thank you. Good, thank you.
Just you might tell us, John, how did you end up as the Governor of Portlaoise Prison? What was your route to that job? It's not a job that I'm terribly familiar with.
It's a long story. I joined the prison service in 1991 after the recession of the 80s, looking for a job. So from there, spent 18 years in Mountjoy Prison, woke up to including the Royal Chief Officer, moved on to Clover Hill as Assistant Governor, Wheatfield as Deputy Governor, and then moved to the Governor One post in operations in IPS HQ. And in June 2018, the prison service asked me to move down to Portlaoise, so I've been there since.
Can I ask you, is it a stressful job?
It can be. Depends, the stress impact, I think, depends on the individual. I think I've been lucky that I haven't been overly stressed by it, even though I've been through all the turmoils that I can throw at you. It is stressful for some people, and we have supports there to deal with that if we have to.
Yeah. I know for security reasons that there's a lot of things we can't talk about, but can you give us a sense of what prison life is like for an inmate?
Initially, it's traumatic, obviously. Anybody going in for the first time, it's a removal from normal society. To look at the higher end of the scale, people that go in for a life sentence literally go to court and don't go home again.
Yeah.
So the prison service and the community in prison becomes their family. Essentially, the prison service is a people-led organisation. So we've about 4,000 staff over all the country, 300 in Portlaoise. So essentially, we're people looking after the people in a secure environment. The regime or the routine in prison is quite regimented. It's set times, and that's for.
And are you allowed work, or do you have to work, or how does that play out?
You are allowed work, and we encourage work and training. Work training education is a big part of the prison regime, as well as rehabilitation forms a huge part. We encourage it. We can facilitate the whole population, unfortunately. So we have regime management plans that rotate access to education and services for prisoners.
And again, without getting into too much detail, but you've got to be very cognizant of, I suppose, groups outside the prison, and
yes.
How do you decide who goes where, and you know, and all that sort of factioning and gangland stuff.
It's a huge issue and becoming more difficult. So we have certain courts commit to certain prisons. Portlaoise here is the only one that accepts commitments from the Special Criminal Court.
Right.
But we also accept transfers from other prisons. So all the transfers and movements of prisoners are coordinated by Operations Directorate in Longford, and they're all on foot of ministerial order. So we do plan moves, and we assess risk when moving somebody, and we assess affiliations and conflicts, etc., etc. So we do manage populations quite carefully.
Can I ask you then about the impact that a prison has on a town like Portlaoise? It must provide a lot of jobs. There must be a lot of, I suppose, money spent locally as a result of it, for whatever reason. So
there's a huge amount of tradition in Portlaoise in particular. It's been here since 1830. Some of the businesses are here, you know, for 90 years. We're here for 170 years. So Portlaoise, about 300 staff, working on three roster pattern between Portlaoise Midlands Prison and the Prison Service College. There's about 800 staff in the area.
It's a lot of people.
Most of them are Leash residents or the adjoining counties. Portlaoise Prison itself puts in a small amount into the local economy, about £200,000 a year or euro a year through local contracts, but the footfall for staff having lunch and making purchases and doing shopping is also huge, so it's a huge contributor to the local economy in that sense.
Yeah, so you say a lot of the prison officers are local people, and is there a tradition of father-son, that type of?
Father-son, yeah. Grandfather, grandmother.
Yeah, that's our prison families.
Prison families, our own assistant governor, his father was a former governor, so we have that tradition. We have, I think, three sets of brothers in Midlands Prison, a couple in Portlaoise, so it's one of the areas in the country that's very traditionally built around the prison
environment. Yeah, that's very interesting. As a governor of a prison, I'm sure you deal with some pretty serious people, prisoners and that.
Yes.
Do you think it makes you pessimistic about human nature?
No.
Or do you just have to be beyond that?
You have to be beyond it and take people at face value. We can't judge. People in prison have been judged in the courts and sent to us for for confinement and rehabilitation. So you've got to engage with people at a personal level. Most of the people in prison are brothers, sisters, fathers. So they are not behind the crime, to the person. So on that basis, that's the basis we engage with them on. So no, we can't, you can't prejudge or post-judge a person on what they do or don't do. We take them at face value. If they're respectful, they're giving respect back, etc. So we have huge programs to deal with those issues. Most of the people we have been taken advantage of in some way, shape or form during their life, and it's getting over that initial distrust is the first hurdle we face, and we do it quite well.
I just wanted to ask you, finally, I suppose, I noticed on your LinkedIn page that you're trained in hostage negotiation.
Formerly I was, yes.
Tell me about that.
It's something, thankfully, we don't use often, but we have to have contingencies for it. I trained, I think, back in the late 90s, shortly after the crisis in Mountjoy in 97. We put in a formal programme. I was one of, I think, 26 or 27. I can't now negotiate, obviously, at the level I'm at, so we have a team of negotiators below governor level. Similar to the Garda programme, any hostage negotiation programme, any service across the world, there's negotiator level and then decision-maker level. And we have three levels in that. So
it's about listening rather than talking and all that psychology.
It's about listening and talking very carefully.
Carefully. Well, very interesting. And finally, can I ask you, what do you do to switch off? How do you relax from the busy job of governor?
I study, unfortunately. I read. I was playing sport until I got injured about a year ago, so I play a bit of golf. Played rugby up to about 8 years ago.
Great.
So I'm active as I can outside of work. Family's a big issue. And I have a former coaching background, so I decompress with the management team regularly over coffee.
Good man. Well, listen, what a pleasure to meet you. John Farrell, Governor of Portlaoise Prison.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.